Bartlett and the Ice Voyage, written by Odo Hirsch and read by Roger Cardwell.
Sir Hugh Luff was standing under one of the exotic trees in the palace park. The Queen was having one of her garden parties, and the animals, which had been herded away to the bottom of the park for the day, were replaced by people in their finest clothes. They stood around with cups of tea and dainty sandwiches, distributed by servants from silver trays.
"Well, Jims," muttered Sir Hugh to the man who was standing beside him, "perhaps the time has come to see whether her patience has finally broken."
"Whose patience?"
said Sir James. Sir Hugh sighed. Sir James Finnegue was not a very clever man. He was also not very dashing. He was slim, delicate and pale, with long teeth and carefully shaped fingernails, and there was something about him that reminded Sir Hugh of a rabbit, always ready to hop away at the first sign of trouble. In fact, Sir Hugh did not even like him. But Sir James liked Sir Hugh, and would do almost anything to be seen with him. And at court, where there was always others who wanted to spoil one's plans, people like that could be very useful.
"The Queen," said Sir Hugh impatiently, and he nodded towards her.
She stood in the distance not far from the birdcage, talking to a group of courtiers.
"I see,"
said Sir James.
"Well, she did say she would wait."
Sir Hugh laughed out loud.
"Wait, our Queen? 7 months?"
He glanced at Sir James, shaking his head with amusement. Sir James grinned sheepishly. Sir Hugh turned back to look at the Queen. Day by day, week by week, he'd watched her frustration increasing. Now and again, at the right moment, of course, he'd said something to help it along. For instance, Bartlett, after all, had already waited years to explore the Margulis caverns. Wouldn't he be prepared to wait a few more? For example, Bartlett was not necessarily a man you could trust. Who knew him apart from Sutton Poofrock? For instance, Bartlett did not necessarily care about the Queen. Did he seem like the sort of man who would risk life and limb for her? Yes, the right word at the right time could raise all sorts of doubts. And the Queen's patience, which was never very strong, was stretching thinner and thinner. Perhaps with one last push, it would snap.